Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and Allegra.
C-I-P-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog?
I'm Allegra Rinko, a dog owner.
I'm Renee Culver, a dog wanter. On the boards is our producer, Alexis Preston, and this is the podcast. Oh, I'm sorry. The mini podcast for unapologetic dog lovers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was a very smug, yeah. I'm sorry.
Whoa! Somebody has something to say, and she is confident she's right.
I love it. Minisodes are sassy.
Turns out this is a mini-sode. Legs, we're back.
Very exciting.
Were you worried it was just a one-off? You were worried we were going to do it once and
I
then
was
never
worried,
again?
Even though we expressly talked about doing it multiple times.
Yeah.
I was still worried.
Maybe it'll never happen again. I hear we got three great stories.
We do.
Yes. Here's what I also heard. Mm-hmm. We got one on voicemail, two on email.
Correct.
We're ready to go.
We're ready to go.
Now, I understand you've got the email right there in front of you.
I do.
Now,
let me open up the screenshot of it.
While you're opening it up, I feel like folks are... Yeah, we know. We know what a mini-sode is. We know what's happening. But in case you don't, here's what we've done. We've asked you listeners, that's right, you listening now, to tell us your dog victories or your dog disasters. Mm-hmm. So pretty much tales of having a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Two ways you can do it. How do you do it, Legs? We can call in.
Yes.
We can email.
Correct.
Let's say you want to send an email. What's that address?
The email address is canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com.
And well, how are you ever going to remember that?
I know. It's crazy. But guys, we've been getting some really good emails, so I highly recommend that route. Going great. You can also leave us a voicemail at 323-250-3315. Does it spell something about dogs? No. They were all taken. It was very hard. Just call the number. And don't give me guff.
Okay. I was about to, but after that.
Okay.
Renee,
I don't want to hear it. Just how many times I tried to spell a dog thing.
You can't.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I like lost sleep over it.
Yeah. That's only fair. Only fair. All right. I'm ready to get going.
I'm very excited. This is the first time we've done an email. I'm going to read it to you guys.
Okay.
It's very exciting.
All right.
This is from Justin. He says, "Hi, Renee and Allegra and Alexis. I have a childhood dog disaster I'd love to share. Okay, so growing up, my childhood dog was a basset hound named Belle. And the thing about bassets that people forget is that, yes, they're a pooch of short stature, but they're basically a big dog on tiny, stocky legs. In short, no counter is safe." So true.
Yeah.
"Long story short, my mom made Belgian waffles for my sister and I, took us to the bus stop..." He says, "We were just wee babs at the time." This is an international email, you
love
guys.
It.
That's
love
a
it.
Twist.
Yes.
"And Belle got all the leftover waffles, something like 10. Belle was, of course, ecstatic. Everyone else, less so."
Great, right? Yes, terrific. Go over again. Who sent this to me?
This is Justin.
Justin.
Who I believe is in, I'm going to say Scotland based on wee babs, somewhere in the UK.
Great.
I've been reading this email in my head in an American accent.
Yeah.
Then I saw wee babs through the
like,
whole
okay,
thing
yeah,
off.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
so cool.
Oh, yeah. It made it 10 times cooler.
I was like, what?
I love Belle.
I know.
I love it. Yeah, to see a basset hound, because you don't consider, that body length. A body
they
length
are.
Is about the length from the ground to the counter.
Totally.
Yeah. That's if you were to measure it, that's about how far it goes. Oh, Belle. I mean, that's a world's best day for Belle.
Oh, totally. I know. I love a dog disaster where the dog comes off like, that was the best day of my life. And the humans are like, oh, no.
No.
What a nightmare.
Now, here's what I would also like Belle for a second to consider. I mean, they did put up the syrup. So is it worth it? And
yeah.
She's like, yeah, no, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. Plain waffles, still delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Especially 10 of them.
I guess maybe I would be proud of a dog if I had waffles on the counter and I came home and the waffles were still there. I'd be proud of them. But like a tiny part of me would be like, I mean, you could at least gone for it. Like a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Oh, you mean like if they abstained? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, depending. As a dog owner, I think I'm like, oh, man, a pistachio ate 10 waffles.
But well, you're right. I'm coming at this as a non-dog owner.
Yeah.
But as a non-dog owner, have they gotten in anything? I guess maybe like a trash can or something like
sure.
that. There is a definite owner mentality of like, yeah, that's on me.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Guys, if you have a basset hound,
right.
lock your door, lock your waffles up. It's a great, I mean, I definitely think I could make that mistake easily.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're on the counter. It's fine.
Absolutely. Here's what I would love. I know it's a childhood dog, but if it weren't modern day, I'd love for the name to be at least nicknamed into Waffles.
I know.
Yeah. Your Waffles
Very
from that
cute.
One. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Justin. And great job, Belle. We're on your side for this one. All right, should we head into the next one?
Yes, please.
All right. Hello, my name is Jesse. And first of all, I super love your show. And I just wanted to share my dog disaster. Basically, I have three dogs and they all got fleas this week. So that was pretty awful. Hope everybody else is having a great day. Bye.
Great attitude on Jesse.
Oh, Jesse,
oh,
buddy.
Man.
I'm so sorry. First off, Jesse, we love you, too.
Yeah, great job.
Especially now that you're dealing with three dogs with fleas.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Yeah. But again, okay, so boy, is it easy to sit in Renee's chair. No dogs, no kids, but I'll make comparisons all the live long day. If I had to choose, and I know that fleas are different than chicken pox, but let's say... Or, like, you've seen it, right? Like,
sure.
A whole family gets a flu, and it's like, you get to see what's coming your way, and it's terrible, and it's awful. Like, let's just get all one big swoop.
Sure,
just everybody
sure.
gets fleas. Let's do it. It's great for flea season. Like, if they want to take family vacations, or,
sure.
like, you get upwards of three different
flea
dogs
season.
To choose from. From the fleas perspective, what a treat.
Sure. Well, sure. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I will say, fleas, when I first, Pistachio got fleas once when I first had her, and I panicked.
Sure.
And then dog owners were like, it's fine. You just wash your stuff.
Yeah.
And they're fine. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. Like, no one's going to be, like, seriously harmed.
Yeah.
But it definitely is, like, a moment of panic. And it's a bummer because you do have to kind of, like, wash all your stuff in your house
sure.
to make sure there's no fleas. Because they're pretty tricky.
Yeah.
They'll get in there.
Oh, boy, it's real rough. But it does seem to be on par. Not quite, because you do have to wash everything and take it. But it does seem to be the tendency of, like, oh, a facial blemish. Of just like, well,
yeah.
that's going to be annoying for 2 weeks.
It is.
Yeah.
It's definitely
2 weeks,
annoying.
That's a big blemish. Sorry,
oh, gosh.
Two,
yeah.
Three
mean,
days.
If you, like, poke at your blemishes like I do, yes,
sure.
too. Weeks.
Yeah, sure.
yeah, but great attitude, Jesse. Three dogs with fleas, though.
Ooh.
That sounds like
yeah.
a bummer.
So crazy. But yeah, well, you clearly, Jesse, have the world's best attitude. But I guess if you're washing everything, you
yeah.
get the make sure all the fleas are out of the house, and then you get to do one wash and
just
then
turn the hose on
your
way.
Yeah. yeah, yeah. But I guess you know what? Now's a great time for a little public service announcement to fleas.
Oh,
stop doing that to people.
Yeah, fleas, get out of here.
Yeah, cut it out, fleas.
What do you?
Nobody
fleas,
wants you.
If you want to advertise on our podcast. There's the door. No, thank you. We're always getting all these ads from fleas. Oh, advertise for us.
No, we won't.
Absolutely not.
And certainly can't be a guest, flea. You know who I'm talking to. No, you can't. Pain. Nobody wants to hear from you.
Are you talking about a flea or flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers, who also
no.
won't stop asking us to be on our podcast?
Right. Maybe I'll make an exception. We'll see.
No.
Okay.
Too close. Too close to being an actual flea. I've never met him.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, this is really
the
verdict's out
on him. An actual flea. No. Not unless you send more gifts.
Would you say this minisode is going to win a podcast award for best episode?
Yeah.
Would you say we're on our way to the Oscars?
Oh, God. Yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it. I'd affirm it.
Great.
It's happening. I can predict it.
Great.
Okay. You ready for the next one?
Oh, I'm ready. I have another email for you.
Great.
This is from Susie. Susie writes, I have a dog story that's funny now. A couple years ago.
Oh, Susie.
I know. Already great. Great okay. intro, Susie. A couple years ago, my roommate and I had pulled some box and canned food out of the pantry and left it in a sack to donate to the food bank. Sure. What could go wrong? Oh, my gosh. I just realized this. We thought our puppy Waffles. I didn't realize this ties into the first one.
Oh, come on.
This is kismet.
Oh, boy, this is great.
We thought Waffles wouldn't be interested in all these non-perishables, so we didn't think about leaving them out when we went to work. As it turns out, there was a box of red velvet cake mix he couldn't resist. This is Allegra's commentary. Who
sure.
can blame him?
Yeah.
Fun fact about red velvet cake mix. When mixed with puppy slobber, it looks a lot like blood.
Oh, God.
I came home to what looked like a murder scene. You could also track Waffles' day by the stains, where he got into the cake mix, where he took a nap on the couch, where he sat to watch for me at the window. And even though he had an incriminatingly red muzzle and paws, he had the nerve to pretend the other dog did it.
Waffles. Waffles.
Great. As bad as the mess was, the second round of it after digestion was worse.
Oh, boy.
That
yeah.
was the day I finally bought a SpotBot vacuum cleaner. Highly recommended. And final disclaimer, no messy puppies were harmed in the making of this story.
Oh.
And, Renee, here's the coup de grace. Am I
yeah.
using that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
There's also a photo of, a very incriminating photo of Waffles.
Yeah, let me see
I'll
this photo
you
that
we'll
we will
tweet
post.
It also.
Oh, Waffles.
Yeah,
it does. It looks like a murder
up.
Scene. It looks like he has really gotten into some murder.
He's really gotten into some murder. Haven't we all? Who among us?
His muzzle is red.
It's like red, like he was eating just straight like food dye out of a jar. And he's like, what? Not I don't know what you're talking about. And his tail's wagging.
Oh,
like he has a nerve to wag his tail.
So
like,
it's
hey,
a
mom.
Still photo, but the tail is blurry.
We'll tweet the photo.
This story was perfect.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Forgive me. Go over again. What's my owner's name?
Susie. Susie and Waffles.
This is, yeah. True. Yeah, so we got a regular Twilight Zone right now, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I've definitely done a, hey, I'll leave this out. They've never gotten into this before. Who would care? It's a boxed or canned good.
Yeah.
They're not going to care.
Of course not.
Oh, they care.
Well, and from time to time, so at one point I had a dog named Max, and we'd gone shopping. We left the toothbrush in the package on the counter. Max was a basset hound. We came
really?
Home. Toothbrush all gone. Yeah.
What? He just chewed it up?
Yeah.
Just
Got it in that tip. I mean, do it like the crinkly, you know how they're, the way
kind
of they're wrapped or whatever.
Yeah.
Just
Boy.
Nothing's, everything's fair game once you're out of the house.
I never would have thought, though, that like a toothbrush, that's not food. It's not really that interesting. It's in a package.
It makes cool sound, though.
I guess it's kind of like it would feel good on your gums to chew.
Who knows?
Man.
That is beyond delightful. Especially, I particularly love that the intent was to like do some service.
Yeah.
To like do a good deed and then you come home to a murder scene.
No good deed goes unpunished.
So great. What I would give for video footage.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
At least we do have the super incriminating red muzzle.
I love it. I also would love the three Mississippis it took for Susie to figure out what that, because it would take you a second to figure out what the
like,
red stuff
oh God,
was. You're like,
okay,
you're obviously not hurt, so
right.
It probably isn't a murder. So what made you so red?
Oh my God.
Red velvet cake? You know what? I'd be curious, Susie, if you're listening. I would love to know, can you eat red velvet cake to this day?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Yeah, just bad memories. I can't do it.
Ooh.
Who knows?
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Oh my God. We have the world's best listeners yet
Guys.
Again.
These are really great. Thank you so much. I'm really loving the voicemails, loving the emails. Emails are fun because we can read them and comment on them. Pretty fun. Guys, great job.
Excellent. All right. Well, I guess that concludes this mini episode.
Yeah. And I'll tell you one more time, if you want to contribute, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us your dog disaster or dog victory. But I will say our dogs, we've been doing more dog disasters. They are funnier.
A little bit. Yeah.
We have a voicemail 323-250-3315 or email us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And thank you, Justin, Jesse, and Susie for today's things. Today's
stories.
What are they?
Stories, I think. Maybe stories?
Cut
tales.
This whole thing.
I can't. I won't be bothered with it. Where's my mail? Hey, Legs.
Yes.
Can I pet your mini dog?
Can I pet your mini dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.